When we're first learning to fly IFR, or even as a professional transitioning to a new aircraft, there's a period of adjustment where our perception contracts into a kind of tunnel vision. It's almost like viewing the world through a paper towel tube. We tend to get fixated on one thing while ignoring several others. I came to the Airbus after 15 years on the 727. I had serious tunnel vision at first. I knew I did, and it was uncomfortable. My SA wasn't great. Good SA requires a broader, more relaxed, and open awareness. We need an awareness that's inclusive, more open and receptive to the available information about what's going on in our flying experience. Short final, cleared to land. Will we see the aircraft crossing downfield if our perceptual view is limited in what we can see through our paper towel tube? That broader, more relaxed and open awareness our situation requires only comes with practice and experience. Most of us spend a great deal of time with our awareness fixated on our thinking. Our narrow world of concepts and ideas, mostly about past and future. Several things may be happening in the moment and in our direct experience, but we simply fail to notice. I'll give you an example. Bring your awareness to the sensations around the toes of your left foot. Immediately, you can feel the contact of your foot with your sock, the inside of your shoe, the contact with the floor, and perhaps even if your foot is dry or damp. That information was available to you anytime you wanted it, but you weren't aware of it until you chose to direct your attention to it. When we first start meditating, choosing to focus our awareness on the artificial horizon of our breath, we're learning a basic skill. This skill is a broadening of our awareness that allows us to get unfixated or undistracted from the content spinning in our busy mind. Our first attempt at flying under the hood was, no doubt, a similar experience. We fixate with a tunnel vision-like awareness on the artificial horizon while everything else goes to hell. Eventually, we settle down and begin including more instruments. We develop a scan. But our scan always comes back to the horizon as the center or primary reference. It's the same with our meditation. Many things are available to us during meditation that are direct, present moment experiences. All we have to do is choose where to direct our attention, and we become aware of them. In today's meditation exercise, we'll begin to broaden our contracted view by allowing our awareness to move around to different senses or instruments. Directional gyro, airspeed indicator, altimeter, and so forth are like all our senses giving us real-time information about our ship. Hearing, taste, touch, smell, sight are the body's instruments sending information to us. Are we paying attention? The aircraft crossing the active runway downfield is within our visual field. But do we actually see it? Our ability to see depends on which situation is currently occupying our awareness. How much we see depends on whether that awareness is contracted or open. Tunnel vision or receptive and inclusive awareness. Before we begin today's meditation, I'd like to talk a little bit about curiosity and reactivity. What's the experience of instrument flying like if our view is contracted into tunnel vision and we're jumping from instrument to instrument, overreacting to what we see and feel in the seat of our pants? Pretty unpleasant, right? If we can sit in our pilot seat, upright, alert, and relaxed with an open, inclusive, and curious awareness, it makes all the difference in the world. Curiosity, not reactivity, is the quality of mind that opens our awareness up and allows us to take in more of our actual situation. Curiosity, being interested in what's actually going on, is the key to situational awareness. So, in today's meditation exercise, we'll experiment with intentionally directing our awareness and broadening it to be more inclusive. And the quality of mind that will allow you to do this is curiosity. So, let's begin today's guided meditation. Our meditation begins with attention to posture. Take a moment to get settled, preferably in an alert, upright, and dignified position. As we did before, in a moment, we'll take those three relaxing breaths. Four count in, pause, eight count out. Slow the out breath with an audible whoosh sound. Remember, as you exhale, be curious about the impact the long out breath has in the body. So go ahead and take those breaths on your own right now. And be curious. What does the out breath feel like in the body? Then, allow the breath to return to normal, putting aside the counting for now. Just let the breath breathe all by itself. Allow your curious awareness to settle in the sensation of the breath in the body. What does it feel like when the body breathes? Simply bring your awareness and curiosity to where you feel the sensation of the breath the strongest. Stay with that, and when awareness wanders off into thought, bring it back to the breath. Labeling is a tool that can help keep awareness on the anchor. As you breathe in, you can label it in or rising. As you exhale, you can silently label it out, falling or settling. Try keeping the anchor of the breath in the foreground of awareness and the labeling in the background. Go ahead and try this for a few breaths. Rising, falling, or in. Out. What are the instruments of the body telling you? Perhaps your meditation scan is improving. Awareness may be less fixated, more inclusive. With practice, awareness becomes less contracted, less of a cardboard tube of perception, less jumping back and forth from instrument to instrument, from breath to thinking. That curious quality of awareness is opening up to include more. If labeling the breath, your attitude indicator, helps you stay focused, keep it in the foreground and labeling in the background of awareness. You may be noticing more variety in your direct experience as well. Awareness may wander from breath and labeling to other senses in the body. That's okay. Pleasant sensations, discomfort, no problem. Awareness of your attitude indicator, your breath. Awareness located in the body for a more favorable, stable CG. Breath awareness in the foreground of your instrument scan. Allow awareness to permeate your body, like water being poured into the center of a sponge. Allow awareness to soak into your bodily experience, broadening out to include more of your instruments, more of your present moment physical experience. When awareness contracts into thinking, notice that. Notice how thinking feels more contracted. Let thinking go and come back to the horizon of the breath in the foreground. Labeling the breaths, if it helps, in the background. In, out, rising, falling. Notice the sensations in the body. Many of us have tinnitus or ringing in the ears. This isn't a problem. It's just one more present moment experience in our instrument scan. Don't make a big deal about it. If anything in your direct experience becomes more compelling than the breath, an itch, ringing in the ears, discomfort, just notice it. It isn't a problem. Flying is a process of monitoring your situation and correcting. Meditation is a process of monitoring your situation and correcting. Correcting when your ship wanders off into concepts and ideas, back to the direct experience of what your bodily instruments are telling you. If labeling helps, use it. If not, just keep coming back to your primary instruments. Let the other sensations be there in the background. When thinking happens, notice it and come back to the horizon of the breath. Lower CG, more stable. In the body. At the end of the meditation, I'll ring a bell. So, opening your eyes now, bringing your attention back to your surroundings. Remember to ease yourself back, maintaining some of that relaxed, stable, embodied momentum. Notice how you feel. Did the meditation help your mood, your perspective? As you go about your daily life, notice when your awareness is contracted and tunnel vision-like. This usually happens when we're lost in ruminative thinking, negativity, reactivity, and so forth. Notice that when it happens and see if you can let go into a more embodied, curious awareness. Awareness of your actual situation and less fixation on your virtual world of thoughts, concepts, and ideas. That's all for today. I hope you find this useful, and thanks for listening.